Hello, Nerdy Legion. Thank you once again for joining me on Comic Talk today. I am Dustin, bringing you your Comic Talk headlines. I'm back for more news, nerds. Without any further ado, let's jump right into all of the things. This is actually going to be a giant rumor mill episode, and I mean that in a very literal way. At least half of this episode is going to be rumor mill. So, without any further ado, let's just get to all the things. So let's talk TV streaming. This is the second largest section for the episode. The largest episode is by far the rumor mill. And I didn't even have to try for this rumor mill. Anyway, we're getting ahead of ourselves. First off, we are talking in TV streaming. We're talking Fear the Walking Dead. Because of Corona shutdown and all of the things that are going on, we know that a lot of productions got stopped, and Fear the Walking Dead was one of them. And they were in the middle of filming their season. We're going into season six. We are fastly approaching the premiere date for season six, which is set to be the first week of August, I believe. All it said was it's set to premiere in August. And as it stands right now, we are going to get the first few episodes. But beyond that, we don't know because they're not going back into production. Season six is going to air in some form on time. But again, we don't know for how long it's going to stay on time. But again, we don't know exactly for how long it's going to stay on time. Or if even AMC is going to postpone it, because I feel like a lot of those production houses are kind of waiting to see what the summer brings. So it is entirely possible things could change next week. We will definitely be keeping tabs on everything, but that does definitely lead us very easily into our next piece, which has to do with the state of Georgia. The state is looking to get production back underway as fast as possible. They are looking to loosen more restrictions so that TV and film production can happen. They are putting in place certain guidelines that honestly seem pretty reasonable considering what's been going on. The one that seemed a little excessive was they're going to require everybody to wash their hands, I believe it said, every 30 minutes. Okay, sure, whatever. But as long as we can get our Fear the Walking Dead or The Walking Dead or whatever else happens to be filming in Georgia, I believe one of those things is Stranger Things. So, yeah, whatever we can do to get stuff going, I feel like is all the better. Next, we're talking about the Arrowverse. I don't know why we're still calling it the Arrowverse, but everyone is still calling it the Arrowverse. I still like Berlantiverse, like Kevin Smith calls it, but that one hasn't really seemed to pick up any traction with any of the news outlets, or the people who talk about these things at like cons and stuff. So we're going with Arrowverse, even though Arrow's not even part of it anymore. But Mark Guggenheim thinks that a Swamp Thing, Mark Guggenheim is one of the producers on a few of those shows, thinks that a Swamp Thing crossover event is not out of the picture. I could have, I guess, kind of sort of put this in the rumor mill or not even reported on it at all. I just thought it was really fun to consider because they did get the broadcast rights for the one and only Berlanti-produced DC Universe app exclusive Swamp Thing movie. Well, it's not exclusive anymore, right? Because it's going to CW. But they have the broadcast rights for it. So Mark Guggenheim, who has a little bit of power, I mean, he's not Greg Berlanti. He can't do whatever he wants, but I would say he's got some pull. He's a producer, right? Says that it would be, quote, a wasted opportunity, unquote. No official plans have been put into motion just yet, though, again, Guggenheim is a producer and can kind of throw, I don't know how much weight he has to throw around, but I would imagine he's got some. But that's all we have on that one. Next, we're talking a real quick update on What We Do in the Shadows. The vampire spoof documentary series over on FX has officially been renewed for season 3, so way to go. Then we have a real quick, and this is the final piece in TV streaming, and it's a very divisive piece. We're talking about some good news. For those that don't know, you probably live under a rock, but John Krasinski, who created the show, who also was on The Office, and also wrote, directed, starred in, and produced A Quiet Place, as well as A Quiet Place 2, which hopefully will be even better than the first one, but the first one was amazing. That John Krasinski, that guy has been doing this interesting news show based out of his house. It's one of those situations where a star has been quarantined, and being a star, being a person that is driven towards such things, needed to do something to get people's eyes on him. And he's a pretty good guy from what it seems. We don't know for certain how he is in his personal life, but the way he presents, it seems to be a pretty good guy. So he started doing this new show where he's talking about good things that are happening during quarantine and all of the wonderful things, the beautiful things, the things that are going to make you cry because they're so heartfelt and all of these things. That is what Some Good News was. I say was because the news that we have around this is that he just sold this to CBS Viacom, which kind of puts the future of this in a very interesting situation. So the current situation is he did 8 episodes all himself. It looked like, honestly, it looked like he did all the editing himself. He definitely did all the filming himself. He had his children create the signage for the show. So it's very personalized to John Krasinski. But I feel like it was implied in the first episode that it was going to be a very limited thing. Very limited apparently means approximately 8 episodes, so 2 months worth of episodes. He did one a week. And then on the last episode, he got all teary-eyed and was definitely emotional about the fact that it was no longer going to be happening. And then about a week later, we get an update that he sold the idea to CBS, and so it sounds like now potentially it's going to be on CBS, broadcast CBS, not CBS All Access, but broadcast CBS, and not starring John Krasinski. They're going to hire somebody else to be on the show. So it sounds like a lot of people are of two minds, and I am definitely of two minds about this, though I'm kind of leaning a little harder on one side than the other, just a little bit. The split is, well, it was a limited thing, and it was a good thing, so if we can get more of this good thing, and Krasinski is still going to be involved with it, then it's kind of a win, right? And then the other side of this is, well, it was John Krasinski doing that good thing. It was John Krasinski doing all of this stuff himself. It was John Krasinski showing us how one person can show and share all of these wonderful things and make all of these wonderful things happen for all of these other people who were so negatively affected by what's going on. And now that's become a corporate thing and therefore kind of loses all of its soul. So that is the split. I'm kind of on the second side a little bit more, but either way, like, we don't know anything until this happens. So I would say we should just reserve all judgment and move on. Now we're going to talk movies. We only have one piece in movies, which is very strange. I looked really, really hard for more movie news, and there was not a lot to talk about, aside from Georgia, which we already covered in TV streaming. So, we are talking very briefly about Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter's Dead. That's right, the 90s Christina Applegate vehicle, the thing that kind of showed us that she could do more than just Married with Children, is getting a reboot, a diversity reboot, which, again, is not necessarily a bad thing, as long as it's done well and not just, hey, look at how diverse we are. So I don't know if this is a movie we needed rebooted necessarily, but I don't know. Treehouse Pictures are the ones that own the rights to it. They're the ones saying that they're going to be making the reboot. I really don't know how to feel about this one, so I'm going to hand this one off to you guys. What do you think about this? I really saw this and went, what? Why? Is there a reason to make this update? I don't know. So again, let's have that conversation. Actually, one more thing for movies, last second edition, so I'm going to have to update the show notes. We just got the update on the Labyrinth sequel that has been brewing for quite some time now. Director Scott Derrickson has just been brought in on the project. This is not rumor. This is something that we've known has been in the works for a while. The prequel series on Netflix happened and it did moderately well. So the new, that gives kind of a little bit more life to the sequel movie that has, again, been working for a little while. And also, we just got word that Maggie Levin has been brought in to pen the script. So I will get their credentials and such in the show notes before we head out. And now we're moving on. Rumor mill, like I said, is huge this episode, so I might have to go pretty fast. First off, we have a Secret Warriors update, rumor. The rumor is that we're going to be getting a Secret Warriors series on Disney Plus. It started out its life as a potential SWORD, S-W-O-R-D, abbreviation. But is now called going to be called Secret Warriors. According to the rumor, leak, whatever you want to call it, this series is going to talk about, again, we're moving into Snap territory, so it seems this is going to be fertile ground for Disney Marvel going forward. But apparently during the Snap, the Inhumans, or the Eternals rather, no, the Inhumans, that's right. Eternals is something else. The Inhumans released the Terrigen Mist on Earth, so they're going to be introducing the Terrigen Mist. And we're also going to see Supergiant and Thane, the actual children of Thanos. We're going to see them be turned into the big bads for this series. Season 1 focusing on the two of them, and season 2 focusing on Thane, because apparently, again, according to the rumor, Supergiant dies, I believe, at the end of season 1. Very, very strange. Also, might be turning Talos, the Skrull that we know from the Captain Marvel movie, might be turning him into a Super Skrull, which we've heard a couple of rumors about Super Skrulls showing up in the MCU in the not-too-distant future, so that's possible. But also, there's another rumor about this very show, so there's multiple rumors here. There's another rumor about this show saying it's not going to be a Disney Plus series, but it's going to be an ABC series. Which just kind of is out of left field, and I don't think if of any of this, that is the least likely to be true. The rest of it has probably a shred of truth, if not a lot of truth, in it. That is the only bits we have there. Next, we're going to be talking about Batman, and we have a really interesting, super potentially exciting rumor about HBO Max potentially doing a Batman series, a live-action Batman series, that would star Ben Affleck. Yeah, okay, I can totally get behind it. Also would have Zack Snyder as executive producer. Ben Affleck as star and showrunner. Would also bring back Joe Manganiello as Deathstroke. And just sounds all around like a kind of badass option, assuming they can get Batman right, because there's a lot of stuff going on about how the reason Affleck left was because he and Jeff Johns didn't get along, and Johns didn't like his story, and everyone else who has ever written for Batman said, you know, that's kind of a perfect movie, according to a lot of the rumors that are surrounding the potential for this to be happening. If the Snyder Cut does well, and I still don't think it's going to do as well as the fanboys really want it to. But if it does well, I feel like this has a potential for happening. But it is not going to be an ongoing series. It's not even going to be a full series. It's probably going to be a limited series, meaning no more than like 6 episodes, if we can even get that out of Ben Affleck. Because, come on, it's Ben Affleck and Joe Manganiello and Zack Snyder doing a TV series just seems not super likely in any sort of long form. But short form, that's within the realm of possibility. It's on the outskirts, but it's definitely within the realm. That's all we have on that one. Next, we're moving over to Sony's Spider-less universe, and we have more Madam Web rumors. We have more rumors, this time saying that this is going to be the first female-led comic book movie from Sony. I think that's right. Yeah. And it is going to lead directly into the Jackpot movie that we know is happening. So it's very strange that we would find the Jackpot movie a little more solid than the movie that's supposed to be preceding it. So I don't know how much of that exists to be real and all the things. Next, we are moving into the movie, back over on the MCU, we're moving into the movie that the Secret Warriors series will very likely lead into, if it's really a thing, and that is the Secret Wars movie. So this movie is apparently, according to this rumor, is going to be the peak, the Avengers Endgame, or whatever you want to call it, the culmination of phase six, sorry, seasons are for TV, phases apparently are for movies, but phase six is going to culminate with the Secret Wars, and it's going to be Magneto versus Doom in this movie, which is kind of freaking epic, because neither of those characters are technically been introduced in this universe just yet. We're going to see, according to this rumor, we're going to see Magneto introduced as some sort of big bad long before this movie. And then in this movie, we'll see him make his kind of anti-hero swing where he leads the charge against Victor Doom, Dr. Doom, whatever you want to call him. Dr. Doom would be the appropriate one. So then the rumor goes on to say that beyond this, we're going to then see Magneto create a team that is going to go against the X-Men, and we're going to have an Avengers versus X-Men movie that then is the culmination of Phase 7. This seems like a lot of speculation, though we do know that Feige plans way far out in advance, so there is a sliver of possibility that this could be true. That's all we have on that. Next up, we're talking a little bit more about the Ayer Cut for Suicide Squad. More rumors are coming out about the existence of the Ayer Cut. Well, not the existence. We know it exists. We know David Ayer has a version of this movie that he wants to do, because he said as much, but more rumors that it's going to happen, I guess, is the better way to put that. So if the Snyder Cut does well, then I feel like that gives this rumor a little bit more ground to stand on. But also, it sounds like it would be the easier option of the two, because Ayer only has to do some effects additions to footage that already exists, whereas it sounds like the Snyder Cut needs to be shooting more pickups and such with the original cast. So Ayer's version would be cheaper by a long shot, but they've chosen to give $40 million to Snyder to get his done. Very interesting, which also leads us into the Snyder Cut. We have new rumors saying a couple of things that kind of counteract a lot of each other. First off, we have rumors saying that Ryan Reynolds might be making a cameo as the Green Lantern, or as a Green Lantern in this movie. The fat chance on that one. I don't believe that rumor at all. It doesn't hold water at all. But there's also rumor that AT&T is saying, no, we are not going to greenlight reshoots. We will allow for some dubbing. We will allow for some ADR, but all of the special effects you want, but we're not going to allow the money for reshoots because that would just become much too expensive. So kind of maybe one of those two might have a little bit of ground. I think it's more the latter and less the former, but that's just me. Next, we're going back over to the Spider-Verse. I know the rumor mill kind of jumps around, but it is what it is. Next, we're going back into the Spider-Verse, and there is rumor that we are going to be seeing a live-action version of the Enter the Spider-Verse movie, or a spin-off thereof, that is going to feature Tobey Maguire and somehow Sam Raimi directing Tobey Maguire, so that the two of them can get their official goodbyes out of the way for that character. I would love for this to be true. I don't really trust the source on this one, so kind of take this with a giant grain of salt. And next, we're talking about Joss Whedon. There is a new rumor saying he is not going to be directing the final Fantastic Four movie. Final Fantasy? The Fantastic Four movie at all. He's not even going to be doing a movie in the MCU, even though previous rumors have stated he will be. Instead, what he's going to be doing in the MCU are two different series. So I kind of can see that. And honestly, given his history with the X-Men comic books and the way they are potentially going to be introducing the X-Men to this universe, that holds water. That might actually be the way we get Joss Whedon back in the MCU. And then our final rumor for the episode is a video game rumor. It's a real quick one. Grand Theft Auto 6, apparently, according to this rumor, is going to be based somewhere in Canada. This is just the latest in a long line of rumored locations for this game. But this would, if this one's true, this would be the first time it takes place outside of the United States. So very interesting to think about. That does it for this episode of Headlines Nerds. For a more in-depth conversation on comics and comic culture, then you can jump over to nerdylegion.com and see all of the podcasts we offer on the subject. Or if you want the full news show or more nerdy action, then you can join me over on my personal YouTube channel, Generally Nerdy. Thanks for listening, nerds, and we'll see you next time.